Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize to putting my speech without sending first my paper in. This is losing some time for you. Now, as a motive of my speech, as everybody has one, is that one has to learn first from somebody, then add maybe some hard work and some maybe some talent of his own, and then proceed, and one day learn by himself. And I would like to point out especially the persons from whom I learned to be a computer scientist, and the motivation was sometimes hate, sometimes love, curiosity always, and to make the whole thing very fast, I made here some homework which consists of overhead projections, and I want just to cover my material in, I would say, in years, and at the same time I have with me as much of documentation as possible. Practically everything which I will be saying is completely documentable, and I avoid details because everybody can read it. Now, you see, as a young man, I believed to become a theoretical physicist. And up to 1936, I was absolutely vierge of any computer, I would say, virus. 1937, I had to start to do something for the war effort. And where is my hair? I met Dr. Wundt. You see, this is my first teacher in a certain way. He rediscovered the main part of a mechanical differential analyzer, except for one fact. He added one parameter to the system. When you move the axis by a certain distance from the center of the integrating the main wheel, you can find out that you get at the same time the variable, its first derivative and its second derivative. And within the Ministry of National Defense in Prague, we designed an anti-aircraft gear because Hitler was closer and closer to Czechoslovakia. Hitler closed the frontier the 15th of March, 39, and ministers sent us abroad, anywhere, to work this analog against Hitler. Now, next, thanks to SAGEM, which is a very known big concern in France, and thanks to M. Pasque, who is, I hope, still living, he's a very sick person, we got a place in the Ministry of War, and the Ministry wanted to build the anti-aircraft system based on differential analyzer in the improved version by Dr. Wundt. But we needed some additional tricks, and this is where the first linkage computer was designed. Even that, I don't know whether I had not an impulse from Dr. Wundt, in spite of the fact that the work on it was published by me later, but with proper preface. If you read the preface, then Dr. Wundt is mentioned. Now, naturally, as you know, I had to escape because Hitler closed in And by a twist of fate, instead of landing to England, where I was going, I ended in USA. Next, please. Now, there should be an item mentioned which is not known and which is properly published in patents. You know, the gunnery is usually using two angles, the vertical angle and the rotation of the gun using the vertical axis. Now, naturally, the outputs of those analogs had to be done the same way, and today the outputs of the computers should be done the same way. But the trouble is that those coordinates are not very good mathematically. And please, if somebody is still interested in gunnery, I would like to just present them just by slight item of professional detailed information. If you have a target which moves with a constant speed horizontally, and if you transform the vertical angle into log cotangent of that angle, that means here we write tangent minus one, I don't know why, log cotangent epsilon, there is a very interesting effect of transformation. You know that Mercator projection is conserving angles. And as it happens, this little trick does something similar. You know, when you plot against each other for any flying target, the horizontal omega, that means the speed in horizontal way, and the derivative of the log cotangent epsilon, the result is always exact circle. Now, this knowledge helps you to devise control elements which are far more, I would say, advantageous. For instance, mutual interdependent servo systems which are working within that area. Next, please. Now, in 1941, I came to USA, you see, USA written, and I became a member of Radiation Laboratory. And I was, in a certain way, expecting that they would need me to apply the Van Svoboda approach to shooting, but it was far from the truth. They had something much better. You see, the group of the analog connected with Mark 56 anti-aircraft control, and I hope by this date the Mark 56 name is not maybe secret. If so, I will go to prison from here. Now, the analog had 400 tubes and had two sections. This is something also which is good information. Linear part, which was called OMAR, was done by linear potentiometers of high precision, so that the precision was below 1,000. But then, because the linear assumption is not correct, you had to correct the linear theory by the non-linear corrections. Now, this division, Hurevich is dead by night by bed climbing. He was an excellent topologist. Dr. Phillips is a professor of mathematics at Stanford. And Dr. Dauker, I don't know where he is exactly today, maybe in Great Britain, maybe in Canada, I don't know. He visited me in Prague and was extremely dissatisfied, and I told him that I am extremely dissatisfied. Now, I have to mention that Reddy's laboratory didn't ask me to design the theory of that device, but they asked me to produce a mechanical solution of the nonlinear part of the system. Now, I don't know, at that time, I laughed to solve a problem which is, this is a short expose of it, when a function, well-behaved function, is given to you, which has two variables, you have to produce a mechanism which are non-linear scales of those variables. Don't forget, y is an angle, and capital Y is a reading on a scale, which produces this function with high accuracy. For instance, the ballistic function is such a function. And as a surprise, you can do it with the precision better than 1 per mil, which is, I would say, enough for that practical purpose, which is here. All right, next slide, please. Now, I had first meetings with my future teachers. You see, Howard Aiken, Vannevar Bush, Dr. Caldwell, they were with me. At that time, I was meeting them, discussing problems with them, and naturally learning. See, this is the point I want to stress in my speech of today, that we all, I am sorry to say so, we have to learn something from somebody. And the explosion which we are today witnessing is just due to the fact that this learning is being done. We have quite a bit of material for us which is extremely growing, and we learn from more and more and more persons, and this is why we achieve more and more. And now, please, the radiation laboratory series was published at the end of the war, and it still is a learning medium in many ways. When we sent probes to the Mars, we still have something to do with radar, with servo mechanisms. Well, with LORAN is a little bit changed today, but certainly waveforms are still with us. And please, at the end, I would say, made an epitaph. I'm my analog carrier. This is the number 27 of the series, which I have here, just if somebody wants to see it. It's a computing mechanisms and linkages where tricky, mathematically tricky, methods of design are described. And I'm happy to say that it has been reprinted in paperback. All right. When the war was over, I was feeling conceited because I was sent by Ministry of War in Prague to fight Hitler. I published more than 100 patents for the Navy and war effort during the short period of time over there. They are all available. And I was coming to a free country, of course, on a short visit. I wanted to show my son, my wife, and that everybody is happy. But now we come in the following area. In 1947, Czechoslovakia was still relatively free. And when I asked to learn digital technique much better than I knew it by then, I asked to visit all pertinent leaders in the field, in the world. Please, if some names are omitted, the reason is simple. This was written here, and the memory goes first. Now, please, the learning started is visiting the Eckert facility using IBM punch card at Columbia University, and I was seeing scientific computing done by punch card, and I saw the first relay multiplier, and I believe Stibitz's work is somehow behind it. This is why I put it in the parentheses. But I certainly learned very well how that was done. Next slide, please. Then I visited the Institute for Advanced Study. There, I had a most rewarding experience. I met many people who are today my friends. Or maybe I am sure about one thing, logically, you know, my logist. I am their friends. Right. Now, you see that Dr. von Neumann was just somewhere. But there was Adele Goldstein and Dr. Goldstein and Dr. Bigelow. And, well, they gave me a lot of material in the form of copies, and on the page 138 of IMS book you have, everybody has, is a type of sketches. Of course, this is a very nicely made sketch, but I had handwritten sketches, some of the hand of Dr. von Neumann, and suddenly I understood even why he was striving in the direction. Don't forget, CPU at that time was quite expensive affair. And what was happening is to find out the best way how to use the most expensive part of the system to the best advantage. Next, please. Then, in green, I see England, green pastures. I visited Cambridge University, and I didn't visit it once, so that I don't know exactly when Professor Virkes taught me his methods of microroutines and the control of huge computers. Then I visited Dr. Turing. Dr. Turing, at that day in particular, was not very well. He wanted me to come afternoon, and I would have loved to, because we had a very nice sitting in the morning. But when I was seeing him a little bit sick, rather more than a little bit, I said that I have some business to attend. I did not go afternoon to see him, and I'm sorry after this day. Now, meanwhile, my first teacher, you remember I started with Dr. Wundt at the very first slide. You know, by accident, and this is to amuse you a little bit, he really landed in England, but he forgot his papers in my pocket. And he said, I am an expert of Ministry of War in Paris. That he was put in prison immediately, and if he would not have the brainstorm, give me paper, pencil, and a foot rule, and I will show you that I know the whole system of anti-aircraft defense proposed to France. Then suddenly, he was persona grata. He ended as the chief of research of the Unilever at Liverpool. And as it happened, in 1947, he had his wedding. And so that I was the, how you call it, the first, the man who does everything. Best man. Well, then I know how the wedding is done in England. Now, the moment I was through this experience, I realized that I have enough information to start to dream my own computer. So that the sketching of the Sapo, which you see on the blackboard when you enter this room, started brewing exactly on my way back from England to Prague. Now, the 48, there was a takeover by communists, and suddenly my way back to the United States was just a dream. Well, I was kicked up. You see, I was coming back and I was teaching as a professor at a university. But there was another man waiting for it, about 12 or 13 years. He had 5 kids. So that they kicked me up rather than give me the professorship, and they made me a member of the Academy of Science of the Department of the Mathematical Machines. Next slide. Now, arithmetic calculating patch was designed by me. And there is one little trick which was used, which can make division just a dream. When you make this series and only take overlapping quintuples of signs, you just read that decimal digits of the quotient. Now, here are some details, and I was already received a signal to speed up. You can have patent, but you can have a volume number one here where you have a picture of the machine. Next, please. Now, the Research Institute of Mathematical Machines was organized 51, and from it came out a fault-tolerant computer support. Now, here I must say that I have a complete documentation here. Who want to see how things were done, he can obtain information in two ways, or reading it in Czech, or because it's in library, in Congress, in translation, just write for it over there. Whole thing is fully described. Now, what we did to preserve information historically, this is probably, I am the most lucky man, because we published more than 12. I have only 3 of them here. But they are as thick as about this one. We published 12 volumes of documentation on the, I would say, ideas used to build digital and analog computers up to 1969. That means covering quite a period. Well, if I have to close, please project quickly. Here I say this is a 3 CPU machine, and please may I have slide number 1, 2, 3 in fast succession slides. This is the machine Sapo, which you see here. Here is a man finding a mistake in the wiring. And here, please, you see 3 CPUs and a voting element to get the system in proper work. Next, please. This is the first pipeline processing, which is for three-dimensional Fourier synthesis, up to 40 atoms in a molecule. Next. And this is a part of the famous Wallach first disclosure of so-called residual class number system, modular arithmetic. I think, please go through my overhead very fast. Now, to prove that the SAPO worked well, we have here a full program for skew ray tracing for testing lenses. Next. This is what I said. This is the expression for the three-dimensional Fourier synthesis. And I want to say that this I also showed. Next, please. And Wallach extended my work to three independent variables in mechanics. And here, the big computer, which is four-tolerant multiprogramming time-sharing, two CPUs hierarchy. That means it has not one, but two CPUs for scratchpad working with masking, core, drum, terminal, etc. This is also in 1960 history. I do not put here other computers which were designed by the group in Prague. And last, life is computers, by computers, for computers, goes on at UCLA, where I am trying to work on fault detecting and fault tolerance for arithmetic and for computers. And thank you for your patience.
Keeping things short, we'll have time for two questions. Yes.
Dr. Spruill, I take it that the literature on SAPO is all in Czech, and I wonder if any thought has been given to producing a translated copy available in some library one could read.
Library of Congress has a complete traduction in English.